Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Tell us if you're using the new Seller Hub at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30. You can also dial 888-723-4630. I'm using it, and I love it.
Or if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the little web form, hit the Submit button, and we do our best to respond to your email.
We
really do, and we have some left over from Thursday, which I'm going to bring up in just a minute or two. Griff, when you have a day ahead of you where you know you're going to list, and you and I both, it's got to be at night or weekends because we work full time, but when you have this laid out for you and you know you want to do some listings, what do you do first in your day? Let's pretend it's Saturday and you're going to go in your garage and you're going to do eBay. What do you do first? Do you do your listing first? What do you do first?
If I have things to pack and get ready for shipping, I do those first.
Okay.
So I always try to take care of anything that's sold first.
Right, which makes sense.
And then I'll clean up if there's anything that I left kind of messy from the last time I was in there. And then I'll take photos first. Photos come first. So I select the merchandise that's in my waiting to be listed area, which is, there's a rack, several racks for shirts, and there's a table for shoes. And I pick what's I'm going to list reasonably, and then I arrange to take photos.
Well, I've been doing some research.
Have you?
Yes, on planning out a day. All right?
Yeah.
And I've come to the conclusion, and it was my Lee's entrepreneurial tip for this week, by the way. Prioritize your daily schedule based on your personality. There's no right way to do this. For instance, I like to get the things done that I barely tolerate or even dread finished early in the day, so I won't have them hanging over me. You know how some of our audience says that they love to list and some says they hate listing? You know, it just depends on your personality. So for me, if it were the listing that I hated, I would get the listing over, done and over with in the morning.
Yeah.
And then take the rest of the day. So, for instance, if you're not crazy about listing, doing it in the a.m. can give you a fresh outlook the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Or maybe you like doing the easier and more liked task in the morning to start your day in a less stressful way. The issue is you pick. Use your entrepreneurial flexibility to do it your way.
Yeah, and you know what works best for you because you know what the results are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Yeah, and of course there is a certain flow. I mean, you got to product source, and then you have to take the picture, and then, you know, there's a certain workflow. But I'm talking about your own personal workflow for the day. Okay.
My own personal workflow.
Your personal workflow for the day.
Oh man. I don't know. I mean, excuse me. My life's a mess. I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm going to change my name to I'm a Mess.
Well, that is not your stripper name.
Could be.
Your stripper name was something else. I forgot what it was.
Well, it was Clairvoyant for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's true. Because
Head of Lettuce was taken.
Okay.
So Clairvoyant. I come up with different ones every now and then. A couple of years back, it was Patio Furniture. Patty.
Yeah, well, which is kind of,
old furniture.
It's kind of an old joke.
Yeah, it's kind of old fashioned. It's, but you know, I'm an old fashioned kind of girl, so there's always that. I think your stripper name should be your eBay user ID as well. So, hey, you know what?
Sell voice? No.
No. Well, you gotta have a gimmick.
Well, I like Rosie Suede.
Rosie Suede.
That's my street name.
Rosie Suede.
Like I've ever been out on the streets. Yes.
Rosie Suede.
Why not? And my husband is Johnny Reno.
Johnny what?
Reno.
Johnny Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Very 60s.
Very.
I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, That's when we were at our in our glory.
In our glory, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. that was a while back. So, have you made any sales?
Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
I was talking to you. But.
Oh, to me? No, the last thing I sold was, oh gosh, what was it, John? You took it the other day. Well, I sold that belt buckle.
That's good.
I'm almost down to nothing, so I have to list this week or both CJ and Betsy are going to be after my tail.
Oh.
I have to list this week.
Yeah, you have to. I won't be on you. I won't be on top of you.
I know.
I know what a busy,
I've got a business to run, and I have other things. Exactly.
Yes.
But I do want to, especially before July.
Yeah.
Before the event.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, at least have 100 up there, at least. So that's what I'm going for. Last year, I think I had 50 when we went to the event.
Yeah. But, 50.
Yeah. yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to be listing. Betsy is daring me to list tonight the perfume, which I am. She says, Lee, I've got a sealed new inbox bottle of Isaac Mizrahi Fabulous that hasn't yet made it into a listing.
Fabulous!
We can have a perfume listing challenge, she says. So we're going to have a perfume. Betsy and I are going to have a perfume listing challenge.
We'll yeah, I've done Betty well with the perfumes this last couple months, but I was selling rare stuff out of my collection. I have some more rare stuff, but I kind of wait, because I have some stuff that's so rare that it hardly ever comes up, and the last thing I want to do is offer it when there's a version of it up. So someone had a bottle of something I had, and it was at a ridiculously high price, and you would think then if I put my bottle up at half that price, at which which point I'd still be making good profit. That would be a smart thing to do, and it's not really. So I wait till that ends, and then I like when mine's the only up, one mm-hmm. up. But they're asking $5,000 for a bottle of perfume that isn't selling, but I think I could sell it for.
And you have one?
I have the same. Yeah,
the same perfume that they're asking $5,000 for.
I have two of them.
Okay.
And they're not worth $5,000, I swear.
And you know that.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Very, very rarely does a bottle of cologne sell for that much.
So do you actually, when you know that you're going to put this particular perfume up on a certain date, do you actually keep it on a calendar? What do you do?
Oh, you mean to see how long it takes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's noted when I started the listing. So I always use good until canceled, and it says the day I started it.
No, I mean, you told us one time that some perfumes you hold back on till you think it's the right time.
Oh, yeah, some. If I get wind in the grapevine, the fragrance grapevine, that something's going out of production, then I'll hold on to it until I'm sure it's no longer produced. And you'll then slowly see the demand go up. There's one that, coincidentally, I'm wearing today.
And
it's
what
by
is that?
It's by Chopard. It's called Kazrin. And it's a really nice men's eau de toilette. And you used to be able to get it. It was not that expensive. You could buy bottles of it new on eBay for $25, $35, $40, 3.4-ounce, 100-milliliter bottles, spray bottles. And then Kazrin just quietly stopped. I mean, Chopard stopped producing it, and the prices went up and up. And now I think it's $200 or $300 a bottle. Well, guess who has a whole box of them at
Whoa.
Home?
Whoa! So that's what you do. So you keep in touch with your industry, so to speak.
Yeah, and everyone who's selling in a niche should do that. I think that's a smart thing to do.
We have a listing dish. Yay!
You're kidding.
It's from Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. David, known on eBay as Zigafoos, Z-I-G-A-F-O-O-S. Yeah, yeah. Here's the item number, 2817.
Yeah.
Zero.
Wait. My computer just froze. Oh, I hate it when that happens.
No,
okay, now it's back. Go ahead.
Using a Mac.
No, I'm not.
Oh, it's a PC?
It's a PC
okay.
at work, darling.
2817-0537-7395. Again, that's 2817-0537-7395.
All right, let's see what it is. Ooh. Oh. Ooh, well done.
Why don't you read the listing?
It's an authentic Steuben prunted base. I don't know what that means, but we'll find out. Prunted base bowl number 8084 Donald Pollard vintage with bag box.
Okay, a brunt is a small blob of glass fused to another piece of glass.
I thought that was a pontil.
Prunts are applied primarily as decoration, but
decoration.
Also help provide a firm grip in the absence of a handle.
So I'm going to read this again, and you tell me what's missing. There's a word missing. See if you can figure it out. Authentic Steuben prunted base bowl, number 8084, Donald Pollard, vintage with bag box. There's a very...
Glass?
Yes! I would definitely have the word Steuben, glass after Steuben.
Okay.
Because that's an important word.
So it's authentic Steuben.
Glass.
Glass.
Yeah.
Prunted base bowl.
Yeah.
Got the number there.
I learned. I didn't know what a prunt was.
Now you know.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice. So the photographs are pretty cool. And it shows a picture of the box, and it shows the printing.
Shows the print.
And it shows the signature.
Shows the front and the back.
Wah, wah, wah. You're so punny. This is a handsome bowl. How big is it? Let's go down and look.
Okay. Price is $475. Shipping. See, $44.30. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
I would rather see free shipping, but that's okay.
I know.
Okay, now let's go down.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll go down.
You like the photograph?
I do. We'll talk a little bit about them, because glass is really tough. But he did a good job. This open phone segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software. Dial us now at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 360.
Your pictures on eBay can be worth much more than 1,000 words. Cindy Shevely is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller, Clover City. Her first advice on taking great pictures?
The first thing I would say is if your camera is more than a few years old, I would consider upgrading your camera. The new cameras have so many new features built into them and available to use that your camera will make you look like a professional without much learning effort. So that would be my first thing that I would say is consider upgrading your camera.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
Welcome to a another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now, 888-723-4630, and you could have your listing dish just like the one we're doing now.
And the eBay item number is 2817-0537-7395. And we've already discovered that the word glass is missing from the title. Mm-hmm. And now we're and he likes the pictures, and glass is difficult because
I love the pictures, but there's need of improvement. And this presents a challenge because this happens with glass sometimes. So your camera, if you have it on autofocus, and I'm either your camera or your phone will do this, you can designate a little area of your screen which will, when you point it, will be the point at which the item is focused. The problem with glasses, sometimes that's not easy to do. So you may, if you're using a camera, check your photos before uploading, and if they're not totally in focus, then you may want to go and try them again or change it to manual focus and manually focus on what you need to do. If you're using the macro feature, sometimes that's not possible. Remember that if you have a phone, let's say you're using a camera. If you have a camera and you press, each make of digital camera works a little bit differently, but most of them will allow for this when they're in some sort of automated mode, like intelligent mode. If you halfway push the shutter down, you may notice a tiny square shows up on the screen. That square is either the exposure point and or the focus point for autofocus, which means that it's using that bit of the picture to determine focus. So keep that in mind. If you're absolutely not sure, read the camera's manual. This also works for latest versions of like Galaxy phones and iPhones.
Now we have concluded.
Because some of these photos are out of focus. Like the first one's fine. The second one is, when you zoom in, you can see it's a little fuzzy. The third one is a little better because you can see that one punting on the front pretty clear. But it's a common problem with glass. It can be difficult to do photograph glass. So I would say that overall, because glass is hard to photograph, that using the black background and the lighting you're using is creating the right photograph. You just want to work on your focusing.
All right. So now we're going to go to the description.
Yeah.
Does say Steuben crystal prompted bowl. Now, crystal's different than glass. A lot of people don't realize that.
Well, yes, but we're talking about apples and oranges when it comes to Steuben.
Okay.
You can say, look at the box. It's called Steuben glass.
Okay.
So people, I would have glass in the title.
Okay. X base diameter, got the diameters. Does not have it for just United States is all.
Yeah.
Should have the diameter, height, and base so that people all over the world can read it.
Yeah, I always try to put my measurements both in inches, and that's what America uses. And then the rest of the world now uses metrics. So, you know, we actively and aggressively decided that we're too special for the metric system. So the rest of the world has moved on. They're all using the metric system. So if you're selling globally, it's really important to put the metrics, you know, like centimeters, for examples, because 9 inches, 7 inches, there are generations across the world have grown up and they have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Zero.
So he also says straight, slightly flared sides, could be personalized if desired. Comes in gray felt Steuben bag and original Steuben box. Box shows some damage. Yeah. Bowl is in perfect condition. No chips, scratches, or cracks. So in asking us to dish this listing, Griff?
Yes.
David said, had this item on multiple times. No watchers and few views. Where am I going wrong? One thing is to add the glass, please, to your title.
Yeah.
Could be very important.
I'd improve the photos, the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And you may want to put a best offer on it.
Exactly. And I would, you know, we assume when we look at the price you're charging that you've done your research, because I don't know. Is it worth $475?
I don't know.
I don't know. See? Excellent condition. No issues, chips, cracks, or anything. So that's good. So basically, what do you think we should give this person?
Well,
Pretty good.
I'm going to say a 4.85.
I'm with you on that one. There All right. 4.85 tureens.
And more important than tureens are sales.
Yeah.
So we'd love to see you get this sold.
Yes. So stay in touch with us if you decide to make these changes.
Yeah.
Please, David, stay in touch with us. We'd like to know if you sell this or not. And, you know, I'm assuming he looked up sold ones, too.
Absolutely.
A lot of people make that mistake, you know.
They
say, well, they're going for $2,700 on eBay. Well, going for, they didn't necessarily check the sold items.
Yes.
They're looking at the items up there.
Yeah. The secret's in the sale.
Most definitely. Okay. So what do we have coming up? Oh, gosh, this is our last segment for this hour.
That happened fast.
It really did. Yeah. So coming up, and we have a new person coming in to do a report in the next hour. So
new feature.
Stay tuned for a new feature. Yes,
well,
it's going to be very interesting.
Ooh.
We're also having Dana Crawford on.
Yay.
Education specialist, certified business consultant, CEO of Power Selling Mom, Inc., and a member of the eBay Hall of Fame is going to be our next guest in just a few minutes.
Can't wait. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, people are basically good right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.